When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Coming to you
alive
through the power of the interwebs. Inside the Green Room Studio from the flagship source of the Earth Mix Garden Products Network, it's the At-Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates, bringing you all the wisdom
and wit
you'll ever need to tackle your garden and your projects. Now broadcasting alive from Bates Nursery and Garden Center at 3810 Whites Creek Pike, just 1 mile north of exit 19 off Briley Parkway.
Or 0.9 miles as the Josh drives.
Here's Josh Carey and David Bates.
Oh yeah, now it's time. You got to climb your tree, don your loincloth, and survey the backyard because it's time for your Saturday morning tradition. It's the At-Home Show. I'm Josh Carey.
And I am David Bates.
And we're coming to you live on Facebook and other venues this morning, as always, because it's Saturday at 8 o'clock.
Our own YouTube channel. You can go out there to the At-Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates YouTube channel and subscribe. And, of course, if you're seeing us on Facebook, please, we ask that you share it. Spread the word around a little bit.
And we are actually on YouTube live this morning. I see it here on there.
Yep.
But, folks, if you want to join us, because this is a call-in program, we had our...
Josh, can you mute your iPad, please?
Can I mute my iPad?
Yes, it's okay. It's talking to us.
And well, I was so excited that we were up live on YouTube, I forgot to do that this morning. But
I just wanted to make sure everyone believed
it. 615-499-6690. If you've got a question about landscaping, home improvement, marital issues, dogs, cats...
I think we covered the dogs part of the show last week, and we want to thank Bill Hayes for coming on board.
Bringing Peppermint Patty. She was big hit.
She couldn't go unnoticed. Let me say it that way. I think that it was probably more disconcerting for Honora and myself than anyone else. I think we were both a little okay, this has the potential to not go well. There was no major snafus, but boy, there was a couple of times that wires were dangerously close to being yanked. I could see the camera going sideways.
And Nora got dog germs because Peppermint Patty wanted a drink of her coffee. It was a lot of fun.
And she got it.
Mm-hmm.
She absolutely did get the drink of, and Nora didn't get it. So I think I don't think she's afraid of a dog cooties or anything, but you know, it's just an unknown dog. You know, you don't want some dog that you don't really
know
well.
Peppermint Patty, come on, man.
Well, I mean, she has some knowledge now, but she didn't have that great level of comfort at that point in time. So anyway, we do want to thank Bill Hayes for coming on board last Saturday and giving us some of his insights on all the various things he's got going on in the world of concrete.
Because he knows concrete.
He does know concrete quite well, and he also is up on a lot of other little things. You know, he's up on
Packers.
He's up on the Packers. We didn't really talk
Hot
about
peppers.
That much. And that
by
was
the
a,
way, the salsa was amazing that they brought to us.
The salsa was extremely amazing. I only got the hot one, the extremely hot one, but it was quite. It is quite good. It will last me a little while because it has so much fire to it that you're not likely to be able to go through it all in one serving.
We were drinking it like espresso last week.
Yeah, I did hit it out a little bit, but, you know, and I had some more this week a couple of times. It was quite good. So, anyway, let's do a check of the weather, Josh. And, okay, of course, today is Saturday. Got a slight chance of showers today, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly after about, 3 or 4 o'clock. Maybe a little bit of sun here in the morning. We could have a high temperature near 90 degrees. Heat index values. Let's talk about that for a little bit. We've had some days where you look out the window and say, well, it shouldn't be that bad out there. And you step out and you go, day before yesterday was as hot a day as I think the heat index values were around 115. It was miserable. It was so, but anyway, you could have some 100-degree heat index values today. Winds will be out of the west, about 10 miles an hour, 40% chance of precipitation, and, you know, maybe 1/15 of an inch, maybe a tenth, who knows. Tonight, 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms. That's going to be mainly after about 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low of about 71 degrees. Winds out of the west-northwest, about 5 miles an hour. Coming around out of the north after midnight, and on Sunday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy. And we could have some pretty significant downpours. Again, my little presentation on the board up here is showing a 1.31 inches, so that gives you some idea of you might not get any. You might get significant amount. So, you know, that's the crap shot mentality of the weather these days. We'll talk more about yesterday's little event as we go through it here just in a few moments. But low of about 70 degrees on Sunday night. Monday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, and it's going to be a high of about 86 degrees. And that's mostly going to be in the morning. Tuesday, few scattered thunderstorms, and they will begin to clear out. Maybe a couple of lingering things by Wednesday. Then it looks really nice and much cooler by next weekend. And Michael was talking about this, you know, 82 on Friday, 81 Saturday, 81 Sunday, 79 on Monday.
It gets cooler past that, but I think it's a little less reliable at this particular time because it's so far out.
Anytime you go beyond 24 hours,
it's unreliable.
It's pretty unreliable. But, you know, sometimes they get it right. So, anyway, it is currently 74 degrees here at Bates Nursery in the Music City.
615-499-6690. Yeah, what that will happen there is that phone will ring. It will go to a voicemail, and Michael will screen it and see what's going on. If you want us to call you back, you leave your phone number. We won't tell everybody on the planet because we're going all over the all over the globe with the At Home Show.
Well, yes, it's very.
We have viewers in at least how many countries would you say, David?
Three or four minimum.
Yeah, at least that many.
Yeah, I mean 3 or 4. So nobody will know.
I mean, accidentally, you could just happen to along, and there they are.
We got to be careful because you never know when a Nigerian prince might be listening. That's why we don't give out phone numbers.
Oh. Right, that's weird, because we don't want like all those millions going to the wrong person.
Exactly. Yeah.
Does the Nigerian prince wear purple?
Hey, man, you're the one that knows. He probably wears shirts like that.
Oh well, of course he would. He's prince. All right. 615-499-6690.
Hey, Kay, we'll call everybody's attention to the big board here for just a second.
I've already voted,
and the best of Nashville voting via the Nashville Scene is coming to a close tomorrow at midnight. That's right. That's Sunday night at midnight. And we want to encourage you to take a chance and vote for all of the best of businesses and events. And there's a huge number of different categories you can vote in. There's a couple that we are specifically interested in, and we ask that you take the time to vote in. Go over to NashvilleScene.com, and there you'll see the Best of Nashville button. You can just click on that. It'll take you right to the voting page. You do have to vote in at least 20 different categories, and it sounds like a lot, but it's really very easy. There's all kinds of, from arts and crafts to merchants to restaurants.
Dog groomers.
Doctors. liquor stores, you name it. There's just all kinds of things to vote on. The two things we were really asked that you vote on, if you could take a moment, is to vote for Bates Nursery and Garden Center as the best nursery and garden center. We, regardless of how it goes this year, we have been fortunate to have won this designation 16 times over the last 17 years. So we're very proud of that, and we don't take it for granted. And so we appreciate you taking the time to vote for us. Also, I have this blog that I do that is in the form of a weekly e-newsletter.
It's excellent.
And we're sneaking up on 20,000 subscribers, which still blows my mind. But if you could take a moment, that's over in the media and politics section, but it's the very top selection. So if you go over there, the best local blog, just type in the garden with Bates Nursery, and there's that. So anyway, take a minute and vote. And, you know, there are all of the other businesses that you know and love around the Middle Tennessee area. It's also a really great event, and the Nashville scene should be commended for keeping this going on. And we appreciate them putting this out there and giving local folks a chance to kind of be recognized.
It is it's a service that is great. I mean, because folks do get to express their opinion, and that's a nice thing to do. And this one is not one that is advertiser-driven either, is it, David?
They have done a new thing this year where that they are now allowing people to buy advertising to promote within the category. So and I've noticed that, and you know what, that's all well and good. We have never approached it by buying advertising. We just want, if you like us and you think we are, we would appreciate your vote. And if you think it's somebody else, then that's where your vote should go. It's because it should be about who's actually the best.
Absolutely. 615-499-6690. Join us here, folks, and you'll be able to participate. We won't be mean to you much.
Not that mean. I mean, mean's a relative thing, I believe.
Now, David, did you have a little wind here at the nursery?
We did have a little wind yesterday, and I think it was not severe, though. We perhaps had 30-mile-an-hour winds briefly. Mm-hmm. We had a little more than an inch of rainfall, like 1.16 in total. During when the storm passed through, we got 3 or 4 tenths of an inch rather quickly, and then it was just showers after that. So we were very fortunate, although the tornado alarms sounded repeatedly and almost to a point where it was,
are we testing this?
Well, I mean, they prove and they serve well to alert people. And you know, I don't know about, I think I've talked to several others, the alerts come straight to your phone now from the emergency alert system, which is very good to get people focused and say, hey, this is coming your way really soon, you need to move quickly. But the alarms were great for the early thing, but then the warnings went away and we kept hearing the sirens going off and coming back on. And I think that sends a mixed message. I hope that it doesn't create that, you know, boy who cried wolf syndrome where you go, oh, that's just the, you know, and people ignore it because
I don't want people to ignore it just because they think it's coming on their phone. Because if you remember the tornado that hit obviously Nashville a few months back, a lot of people didn't get the alert on their phone,
right?
So if they're putting the sirens up every 5 minutes too, it's just
so, but the sirens mean a lot more if it actually is a warning.
Yeah.
You don't want those going off if it's just a watch, because a watch only says that the conditions are right for the forming. A warning says we've detected rotation on the radar and it's in the area and we know where it's being detected.
One of my favorite things is people that aren't used to that kind of weather situation. You know, they move here, and I remember being on the air somewhere once and someone called me and said, there's a tornado watch. What are we going to do?
Dum, dum, dum.
And I'm like, you're going to hang out, I guess. Well, where's the tornado? There's not one yet.
They're just watching for it.
Yeah.
And I will, are very on Nora McGarry. When she first moved into the area the first time, it may still cause her some consternation. And I understand when people are gathering together in the basement next door for a warning. I can understand that. You know, that does bring like, hey, this is not normal.
That's what you use the crawl space for.
But the first
though,
time
right?
a watch came across, I could see on her face this, you know, concern. And I get that, except that, you know, the watch is just that. It just says, hey, these are the kind of conditions that they form under, but we have not seen anything yet.
Now, on the other hand, I think a lot of us around here can get kind of complacent with the watch, unless you've actually been in a tornado. Because, you know, there's always a video of that one guy, like, everyone get to the basement. And he's like, no, I'm going to go out here and film this thing. And then, you know, it's...
Then
it's,
you see the camera going away.
Gone.
I'm Jim Cantor. See me on somewhere around the way. But no, you got to be careful with it. We did the home office in Groom Lake did issue a four-ball monkey alert yesterday too.
Well, and so, that's significant.
Yeah, well, you know, we thought about a three, but we really don't have a 3.5 category, which I think would have probably been more appropriate than
a
four-ball monkey.
You want to make sure you can get people's attention. You don't want them to think that you're just kind of, somewhat thinking.
Monkeying around.
Yeah, monkeying around. You want to, you know, if you're going to go warning, you might as well go ahead and get it out there.
Did not see a storm possum alert though. Just on a close circuit to a young yard boy somewhere. We did not have a storm possum alert, so it must not have been anything going on.
Have you guys ever been in a tornado?
Yes.
I have too.
Well, I have seen the rotation in the sky. It's one of those things that I've, you know, obviously in my line of work, weather really plays into it quite a lot.
The spring semester of 1980.
And I have always had this interest where I would like to see one innocently in a distance that's not hurting anybody. But as I've gotten older, I recognize that the chances of it just being out there and not doing any damage to anybody are pretty small anymore, unless you happen to be out in Kansas or Oklahoma. Even then, it's tearing up some poor farmer's field.
You hear about them all the time, but they're still pretty rare. They don't happen quite as often as the news would have you believe.
I'm not sure that the people in East Nashville are...
I know that, but that's pretty recent. When's the last time one hit Nashville? 20 years ago?
10 years ago.
10 years
ago. 10 years ago?
Uh-huh.
And then there was one about 20 years ago.
Yeah, there was one about 20.
So about every 10 years.
Well, I mean, if that really means anything, but it could be tomorrow. You don't know.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, spring semester of 1980, Oakland High School was struck by a, I think they ended up doing it, a Fujita scale of one.
Well, that was the Super Tuesday event where there was
Is that outbreak that went across Kentucky?
There were several hundred tornadoes that were... spotted. It went from the Mississippi Valley all the way up through the Ohio Valley.
But was that the one with the tri-state tornado that it cut across from like
it was the one that
Illinois?
Got Oakland High School. Okay, now again, what happened there is the alarm goes off, the principal comes over the way, exit from any, get away from any windows, which there are not a whole lot of them in Oakland, but get away from the doors, and guess who was sitting beside the door?
You.
Yes. You look through the little thing in the shed behind it that you could sit, and the guy went.
Were you in detention?
No, I was in English class.
Oh, okay. I just assumed.
Okay. First one I remember, I was like six, and it took our neighbor's roof off up in Auburn.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but, you know, that was a long
time.
So
they're a real deal, and they're nothing to...
More interesting to see is a water spout. Now, if you've ever been on the Rickenbacker Causeway in Miami, Florida, and you see a water spout coming across, because the bridge is about 6 inches above the water there.
Well, that is what one I would like to see, because those can actually occur, and it really does no damage. It's just... It's just sucking up a tornado, sucking up water into the clouds. It's probably making a pretty significant rain event.
I want to see a fire tornado.
A fire
tornado? Those are real. Those are real. And like the wildfires.
Or a snownado.
I don't know if that's real.
That's not.
615-499-6690. The yard boy has said that there was no storm possum, Petersburg, Tennessee storm possum alert, because the town of Petersburg is closed on Friday.
Oh. Well... And not to make light of all these tornadoes. You know, one that doesn't ever pun intended, blow people away. Uh-huh. Though they should take seriously dust devils. Some of those dust devils can take off the roofs of bars.
They can be near an F0, which is the low end of the
straight line
Fujita scale. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever.
Who is Fujita?
Well, he is a
Japanese meteorologist.
He's American born. He was American born to Japanese parents who were immigrants to the U.S. As I recall the story, uh-huh. I did watch a program about him. Quite an interesting guy. He and his dad had gone back to Hiroshima just before it was bombed. Talk about timing!
Oh, wow.
But they were far enough out where they were not, obviously, you know, they survived okay. But it's when he became really interested in the damage that can occur due to catastrophic events. It stemmed out of the Hiroshima bombing. But as he came back to the U.S. After World War II and going to college and all, he got interested in the amount of damage that was that occurred by tornadoes, and they were trying to, you know, gain ability to have greater predictive and more early predictive analytics. So the Fujita scale was based upon observation of damage to structures.
What's the E in that now? It's called EF now.
Well, I think that's
enhanced Fujita.
Enhanced Fujita. Yeah. So okay. they added zero.
See,
to it.
See, we smart sometimes.
They added zero to it, and I don't know. I think that's really what they added was zero, because zero wasn't on there before.
At least it's zero and not six.
Well, zero is a number, right? It is a number.
It's a placeholder, at least.
Yes, it is. All righty, folks. David, would you go to input three?
Sure.
There was a life event at the Proving Grounds this week, and I wanted to bring this to everybody's attention. Oh, looky there. There was a
Can you blow that up a little bit for us, Josh?
Blow it up for you?
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Thank you. That helps.
Now, that is that's the Proving Grounds, and we got a new lid on the Proving Grounds.
In the corner by the downspout there, is that a few shingles that are left over? Or what is that lying in the yard there?
That is a safety valve. Okay. So
No, he's talking about by your flower garden.
Rectangular thing by the shrubs there in the center of the picture. Right off the porch.
The only non-green thing in the yard.
Yeah. What is that?
This one?
That rectangular thing sitting in the yard.
Oh, the rectangular thing sitting in the yard.
Let me see if I can make a point.
Right there.
That is that is a safety valve level of shingles that you always have available.
Okay.
So,
all right. I'm just checking.
The she shed's going to need them. So, right.
There's the emergency tarp that was...
No. That was, again, that was the part of the planning was, is you never know what you're going to run into when you tear the roof off. So there were 10 1x6 16s that were there, and those are the five that are left.
How fast did the crew re-roof it?
About 6.5 hours. That's from start to finish. And, I mean, now they took them a little bit of prep.
Some nice flashing work around the
gorgeous
chimney.
Gorgeous flashing work there around the chimney. And I wanted to give them all the guys a big shout-out about that. In particular, I wanted to thank my friend Greg Stotter from Stotter Custom Homes. The excitement is building is his tagline. So if you want to get in touch with him, you can give me a shout, because he'll build you a house. He'll help you with a roof. He'll do some siding, do great trim work.
Okay, so let's... What led up to the events? Did you just look at the roof one day and go, you know what, it's looking old, we just want to replace it? Was there more involved than that, or did you just kind of...
At the end of the day, it was because there was a leak detected, and the nice flashing system that you see there, there was a problem with the flashing on this. This house was built in 1946, folks.
So was the water intruding on the upside of the chimney? Where it
more
was
likely, but well, I mean
that's
again,
where it's hard for it to run uphill.
Unless you're in certain places in the world, and I think they have a gravitational thing where it runs north or south or back and forth. But no, it usually finds... It is self-leveling. That is one universal thing. So it will find the lowest point.
Unless you've had a roof pump installed.
That's a good idea. But no, where the flashing goes all the way around the perimeter of the board. So there was a breach in there somewhere, and that chimney goes through the entire house all the way down to the basement.
There used to be a boiler in there. There was, back in the day.
Yeah, there was a boiler and a coal fired burning furnace in there, and everything was.
Your house was built in what year?
1946, just like I said. Okay. But they.
Did you know that the interesting thing about 1946? There are three presidents. There are current president and two previous presidents, all born in 1946.
Cool.
Do you know who those other ones are?
No.
Bill Clinton and George W. Bush.
Is that right?
All and President Trump, all born in 1946. That's just, I don't know why I ran across that bit of information.
Because the war ended in 45, so that was the original baby boomers.
They were on the leading edge.
What was happening. No, actually, the house was built by a gentleman named Weekly, and Mr. Weekly took his GI Bill and his benefits that he earned in the war, the WW2, and they hand dug the basement in the house, and you know, it was done very well. He was a little bit of a man of means. He owned a dry goods store called Marable and Weekly in Smyrna, Tennessee. For those of you who have ever been to Marable and Weekly,
does that store still exist or not?
No, it's been long gone. But there was a little leak around the flashing, and what precipitated it was is to
was the precipitation,
but to repair it properly, they would have to had gone out about 3 or 4 feet on all the way around, right in the front of the home.
And that could have fixed it without having to replace the whole roof. It could have been, but it would have appeared to have been patched, though.
It would have been a noticeable patch. 14-year-old shingles.
So, yeah, anytime you mix, even if there's as probably as little as
a year.
Yeah, the age begins to show. Normal people who don't look at roofing all the time might not recognize it.
And it's a slow thing that happens, and it usually is.
But once you've
gone
beyond a decade, you're really faced with a choice of like, okay, this is really going to show up, or you know, now would you have, if the chimney had been on the other side of the roof, would you have? Patching it might have been a better option, right? You might have considered that
monetarily.
It would have worked out well, and you wouldn't necessarily have replaced the entire roof
had it not been so visible. But you can see it from the backside, too. Now, again, we spend a lot of time in the outdoor living area out there.
But people driving down the road aren't thinking bad thoughts about the carriers.
It would have been fine with me, but we have certain design standards that are...
I'm well aware of that criterion that exists within... a great many households, Josh.
So, but as it were, I want to thank Greg Stoddard and Stoddard Custom Homes for his assistance in securing the labor and everything that went along with it. And it was a great thing. The shingles, of course, came from Crosland Building Supply, 140 North Main Street in Eagleville, Tennessee.
Now, when I first, when you guys first moved into your home, and it's been how many years now, Josh?
Long time.
Approximately
16-17 years.
Okay. Ago. All right, and it was the brick had been painted prior to then, had it not, or was it?
No, the brick was never painted prior to this thing. Okay. But it was a beige/reddish/ baby poop kind of a color. That's the best description that I can give it. It was not horrible, but it was not.
Yeah. It stinks. It just stunk.
Through the years, there'd been a little aging, and there'd been a little patina getting on to it, and some things like that.
You're talking about the brick, or are you talking about
the brick itself? Yeah, okay. The brick itself. It was just it was dirty. It's hard to clean. You could have done it, but
it's a gorgeous yard, by the way.
Thank you. Yes, it should be yard of the month, and I'm going to go to Petersburg Steel Sign, but we've heard that. But we've heard that landscaping is not bad either. You know,
it looks very nice.
But at the end of the day, the decision was made that we paint the brick, and I love it. I mean, and that's not for everybody. Not everybody does that, but it wasn't a beautiful red brick with mashing mortar and some other things all along the line. So in addition to that, the old shingles were a charcoal or one of the black blends, and the new one is a Thunderstorm Gray from Tamco, and it matches much better.
Well, with even though
Thunderstorm Gray,
Thunderstorm Gray,
even though it does assure you of having to maintain it for the rest from now going forward when you paint it, there's nothing you can do to a brick structure that makes such a transformational change in the appearance. I mean, it's just incredible.
The house looked old. It really that was probably the nicest fresh lift.
Yeah. It really just makes the house stand out now, where it was, you know, it did look its age. Well, there's no way to conceal it otherwise. No matter what you do on the inside or roof replacing or whatever, that element to the outside really made a huge difference.
Well, we got a little feedback from some of the neighbors that they weren't sure about it, but I think that's okay. But
they got over it, though. Their lives continued.
David, I've seen a lot of structures that are in the western part of Nashville, Tennessee, and some of the nicer sections of Nashville, Tennessee, where even if the brick paint or the paint on the brick is starting to deteriorate,
it still looks attractive.
It gives you a great and interesting look.
Yeah, it does.
Was involved in a home many years ago. I kept watching this thing go on, and they had all different colors, and they were just laying them up and just putting them all around. And I thought, what in the world is going on here? There's no uniformity to it. They came in and they painted the brick, and then brought a sandblaster in.
And
distressed it even further. So, and at the end of the day, the final product was spectacular. So,
I think that's just kind of the end trend right now, because East Nashville is filled with buildings like that too, where the brick's been painted.
Well, they're trying to keep leaks out, and they're covering up cracks. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons to paint your brick, but
You may have an addition or maybe a foundation cracked, and you've got a whole joint that had to be patched, and you can obviously see it's been patched,
right.
And painting does cover a lot of
flaws.
Yes, a lot of things that would stand out otherwise.
Yep. All righty, folks, 615-499-6690. Yes, there was blood shed during this project as well.
Was it yours?
Mine.
What'd you do?
I stepped on a nail.
Oh, yeah, I remember you putting that out there.
Oh, by the way,
safety. Did you get a tetanus shot?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. By the way, PPE people out there, Crocs are not nail-proof.
Who would have thought that a thin piece of rubber...
And I thought that Crocs were the do-all, be-all, end-all in footwear, Josh.
Well,
that's what I have heard you talk about. I mean,
it's the most comfortable shoe you ever put on your foot, but as you notice...
Hopping on the other one, holding the one foot because there's a nail sticking out.
Now, what's interesting about... You see where the pile of shingles is that has not been moved yet to get back into the new she shed that's not here yet, but that's a whole different thing. The ladder vader where it's a mechanism that takes the bundles of shingles up there, was right there. Well, Bella the Wonder Dog had to go potty, and they exit the building right there. Well, we opened the door, and one of the workers was out there moving her shingles and running this machine, and she didn't care for him moving those shingles. She did not give him permission to be out there moving her shingles around.
So...
I went out to secure Bella, and one, two, three, stepped down, and it's not any fault of the other people because you have to tear it off and pull it up. Right. They hadn't got to clean up. One, two, third step down, boom.
Right. I don't think it went like boom. I think went like, ah!
No, it went, there were a few bad words spoken. there were a few. So.
Well, you know, it's a surprise
but
that you're
Bella
not
stopped, and she came over, and she said, Dad, you okay?
Sir. I got my point made, you know.
Only an inch and three-quarter roof tack.
An inch and three-quarters. Mm-hmm. So, David got hurt a few months back. Now you've been hurt. I guess that means I'm next in line.
David got hurt again this week.
What'd you do now?
You know what? Getting old is not for sissies. I was stepping off into this water recovery tank area that we've got at the back of the nursery.
Dye pump.
And I apparently had mud on my heel, and my foot slipped off, and I dropped down about 2 feet, and I jammed my knee severely. So is this you segueing here, Josh?
No, I'm just prepping while you guys are talking. Okay.
My knee is a bit swollen today. It's getting better, but I was sure immediately that I had just completely blown my knee out, but that was not the case, thankfully, and it is getting better, but it's a...
I get hurt because of karma.
Karma.
My wife started doing this workout, and, you know, she wasn't eating very, very heavy weight, so I just lightly teased her a little bit about it. Not bad. And she's like, well, if you're so tough, come do it with me. So I did. I couldn't walk right for 2 days. Yeah. Wore me out.
I don't know if that's karma or if that's just...
Well,
idiocy.
Also, it's me just never working out, so my body's not used to it.
So you've got muscles.
And you've got a perfectly good couch, and you know how to use
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
All righty, folks.
Well, I also said 25 pounds, using a 25-pound dumbbell while you do lunges is probably not the smartest thing. So if you're not used to it.
Yeah, you don't usually start out. You start out small and work up. You don't do the other
way.
Well,
you know, I thought I was a man, so.
I'll show her. All righty. Now, David, as I was walking through the nursery this morning, this one caught my eye. I believe it's called Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. What a gorgeous.
Yeah, and the common thing that so many people associate with Japanese maples is red leaves. Well, you know, this is obviously a green leaf type. Now, one of the things that is advantageous about considering a green leaf type of Japanese maple is that they are, the foliage is generally a lot more resilient to hot weather conditions. That is to say, they don't seem to get as beaten up looking and distressed as do red leaf varieties. So that's one of the things that would make this is a bit more sun tolerant than a Crimson Queen,
Tamukiyama.
You know, those Tamukiyamas are pretty good.
But this one just is up. And the lace leaf, the leaves are so teeny tiny.
And it just has a wonderful structure to it. And you understand why it's called waterfall. It just looks like it's just spilling out.
Absolutely. Now, Nora, that looks a little on the screen, and I know you can't control this, but it looks a little hot. I mean, I don't know if you guys can see it on the Facebook page, but
I think you have to control that on your computer, Josh.
Well, I'm going to see what I can do, but I will post this picture and bring it up there to you onto the Facebook page so you can actually get a view of it, because it's beautiful.
While we're right there, Josh, we're just going to take a moment and detour here and talk about Bates Nursery and Garden Center for a moment and let you know, of course, we are open today from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. today, and we're open Monday through Saturday those hours. As fall approaches, we're going to be open on Sundays a little bit later on, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be a few weeks before that occurs. But we invite you to come out and see us. Per usual, we have trucks rolling in weekly. Many times a week, actually. There were several trucks yesterday that came in. And everything from fall vegetable plants to other fall color, we've got a huge selection of all that. Perennials, of course. Ornamental grasses, you see a lot of those around us here this morning. We have... everything you're looking for and a whole lot of things you don't expect to find. And that's the way we roll at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. And if you're a Bates Rewards member, chances are you likely subscribe to my weekly newsletter,
yep,
In the Garden with Bates Nursery. And if you do so, really would appreciate, we mentioned it earlier, if you take a moment, we'd appreciate you voting for us Best of Nashville. That ends on Sunday at midnight voting, so you've got just a small amount of time left to do that voting. So Best of Nashville, and we would appreciate your vote for Best Nursery and Garden Center. You got something you need to say?
Are these cattails? Is that what these
called?
They look like cattails.
No, that is a black it's called a black fountain grass is what that's called.
Fountain.
So anyway, also at Bates Nursery and Garden Center, if you're a Bates Rewards member, you know through that newsletter that we're having a big opportunity for you this week. All bagged Earth Mix garden products.
Uh-oh.
That's everything from garden to landscape to supernatural to Proganics O, Proganics I, fines, shreds, all the bagged products of Earth Mix. All 25% off, and that goes on through Thursday of this next week. So come on in and see us. Stock up. It's a great time to do that while you've got an opportunity to save 25% on all Earth Mix garden products at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. And, of course, we encourage you to take photographs of your landscape area in your yard. Use your smartphone or your tablet. Bring those in with you. And it really helps our landscape professionals look at your unique landscape situation and help you to get the right plants in the right place the first time. See, there are so many hundreds of different plants we have to choose from at Bates Nursery. We really want to take the time to help you find the plants that you like the best. There's no set of rules that says it's just this or just that in a given application. Typically, there are a whole lot of things to choose from. So come on out and see us. As Josh would say, we're 9/10 of a mile, but I would say we're 1 mile north of Briley Parkway at exit 19 on White's Creek Pike. It's just minutes from Rivergate Opry Mills, Nashville West, downtown Nashville. And I promise you this, it is worth the drive no matter where you're coming from. Check out our website, batesnursery.com, or give us a call after 9 o'clock, 615-876-1014, Bates Nursery and Garden Center, beautifying Nashville since 1932. So thank you for your attention on that.
All righty, folks, 615-499-6690. The post is going up as we speak about the Niagara Falls Acer palmatum. Did I say that even close to correct?
Acer palmatum, yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
And it should be pinned to the top of the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates Facebook page if you want to go out there and give us a like while you're there if you're not already.
We appreciate that.
We certainly would. If you're out there watching live, share it. Start a watch party. This is getting a little interesting with the way that Facebook is changing some things around.
Like minute by minute? Is that just our imagination or is that in fact reality? Facebook changes constantly? So it's one of those things that if you knew where something was yesterday, it might not be there today because it just seems to change every day.
As you notice through the feed, what I've noticed through the watching Facebook pretty regularly, you go through and then all of a sudden it will give you another continue on watch. If you're going to do that, continue on watching, get it going. You can go out to YouTube, subscribe, because it'll be up there, and it'll be up there forever on YouTube.
Yeah, when
LinkedIn,
you subscribe,
folks, it's great.
Yeah, when you subscribe to YouTube, it'll actually give you an alert to let you know, hey, they're broadcasting live, so you can tune in. And the good thing about either of those platforms is that it's archived there. So if you don't catch us live, or if you're not catching us live right now, if you're actually watching
it. Or you want to wake up at 3:30 in the morning and watch us, that's great.
It's all good. And, you know, we give out the phone number, of course, 615-499-6690, which you can call, and you can call and leave a message, or you can text to that, or you can message us on our Facebook page, The At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates. So we have a lot of different ways to interact with you. And if you've got questions about things going on in your garden, in your landscape, that's how you can get in touch with us and make that happen.
And if you want to talk about something, that's the way to let us know, because we'll sit there and we'll talk about my roof, Michael's workout, David's knee.
Yeah, I don't need for my knee to be so needy.
I can tell you guys this because I know my wife isn't watching.
Not today?
Well, at least I hope she's not. But she's.
That's usually the surest way. If you were to mention your bride's name, what happens?
She's automatically, magically.
But she's.
What happens when I mention my bride?
I think it happens to you more because, see, Renee actually watches and listens regularly. And Diana, not nearly as much, but all you got to do is say something that could be misinterpreted. Clearly, you've never said anything.
Anything ever been intentional.
There's never been any derogatory statement ever come out of your mouth about your spouse in my
presence.
My
lovely bride?
Ever. Not one time.
Uh-uh.
So, but somehow they've been misconstrued on a few occasions, Josh.
Oh, my goodness. Apparently, the guy that plays Black Panther died last night.
Is it?
Chadwick Boseman.
He was like 43.
43 years old.
Yeah, it's on an article.
Colon cancer.
Yeah, and he had been diagnosed 4.5 years ago, and the films that he gave us during that period of time.
Wow, I didn't know that. Amazing. No, it was a good film. It was a very good movie.
He played Jackie Robinson in
43.
Oh, man. 42, I think.
He was 43. He played in 42. Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. But
easy to confuse us. But the whole reason I brought my wife, and she's not watching, she's going to Franklin to a consignment sale. I know she's not watching. Mm. She's driving. So for her birthday, I'm building her a farmhouse-style coffee table.
Very cool.
And I'm hoping she's going to like it. So it's just basic pine. I think I sent you guys a picture of the wood that I bought.
Tell her it's from Sam.
from San. Oh well, no, he's we. I've got a plan. He's going to help out with something.
Oh yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
It'll be
from the both of you.
Exactly.
Because you got to have Sam involved.
Yeah, it's mainly Sam. It'll be lovely. It'll be right where she wants it to be.
Exactly. I'll say, you know, I got him out there. He got the chop saw going. He knew exactly what to do.
You let my baby near that power tool? Are you kidding me?
So she would get like that, most likely.
Well, of
so,
course she would. I mean, you understand that. Whenever I'm using one, I'm always going, should I be doing this?
I involve the girls in projects.
Because it's a very dangerous thing. Hey, let's take a moment.
Why?
Talk about Earth Mix Garden
okay.
products. And Earth Mix Garden products, of course, are made right here in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's done so in a completely organic, sustainably produced fashion. And more than those things, Earth Mix Garden products really grows your plants, whatever you're trying to grow, be it vegetable garden or flowers or trees and shrubs. There's an Earth Mix Garden product that is right for you. And we had our good friend Bill Hayes in last week, who has really done a significant amount of home gardening for the first time ever this year. He's not a vegetable garden who is a seasoned veteran. At least he wasn't before spring. Now he is. And that's because he used Earth Mix Garden products and all the things he planted. He's having a bountiful harvest. So a lot of people are having the same experience. We encourage you to check out Earth Mix Garden products, whether you use the flagship product, Earth Mix Garden, or if you're planting trees and shrubs or perennials, you want to use Earth Mix Landscape, or if you're doing container gardening, Proganix O, or if you need to amend the soil that you already have there in your vegetable garden, say adding some compost to it using Supernatural or Earth Mix Supernatural compost, any of those products or the other things, check them out at earthmix.net. And while you're there, you can also find Earth Mix at a location near you, and you'll see on that tab there all the locations around Middle Tennessee and Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois. It's easy for me to say.
Indiana.
And check all those out while you're there. You can find a location near you. You can either put in address or just zoom in for turn-by-turn directions to a location near you. And remember this, success in gardening begins at the ground level. You use Earth Mix Garden products.
Yep, Jason. Jason Walden has made a comment on the Facebook page, and he is saying to get our lawns reestablished now, boys. The fall webworm is bad this year, and it's been out for the past 2 weeks. He thinks it's going to be an early cold winter. So that's what we call an earth sign sometimes. And
well,
don't know
perhaps
how,
I don't know the definition of a cold weather winter rather. I think it's changed quite a lot simply because we had, by meteorological standards, a mild winter last year.
Yep.
But we had two nights in November that made it a very hard winter from a horticultural standpoint. And so the differences between those references is what makes it hard to perceive correctly. Is a winter mild or is a winter hard? And from a horticultural standpoint, it really only has to be one night of the wrong conditions. It could be 30 degrees every night and be, from a weather standpoint, be very mild. But you could have one devastating cold night, and we had actually two of them in November.
Yep.
The first two cold nights of the year, and it damaged a great many things, and it's taking a full growing season for most of those plants to recover from it.
But his point is that it's becoming the time. Now, again, I think it's illegal in most counties in Middle Tennessee, on lots of areas, to even begin an aeration process before the 1st of September. I think that's what the permits are, and, you know, the
aeration permits?
Yeah, aeration permits.
You are being quite facetious with regard to that.
With the regulations that are going on nowadays,
you
who
never
knows?
Know. Well, I guess that's true.
But it is that time. We're approaching it. It looks like with this nice cold snap that's going to be coming through, if you can get you, and the moisture that's in the ground, if you've got somebody that would do aeration or want to go ahead and get
no,
it done.
It's really a perfect
fantastic
time.
Yeah,
I do anticipate, and I think we're already seeing significant signs of there being an early fall. Now, how that will translate into actual winter, I don't have any idea. I'm hesitant to project that it's going to be a quote, severe winter. But I do think that there are pretty...
We'll know when it gets here.
Well, there's pretty good signs that the fall weather is beginning to arrive. We're getting some rains. The extended forecast that we talked about a little earlier is showing temperatures towards the end of next week only in the lower 80s. By next Saturday, maybe only in the upper 70s. So... That really is exciting when you know, at this stage of the year when we've been through, you know, hot, a lot of heat during the summertime. It's always exciting. And for me personally, fall is the season that I enjoy the most simply because, well, springtime is so crazy in my world that I don't really get to enjoy it. But fall comes at a little more measured pace, generally speaking. So it doesn't feel quite so rushed, and it doesn't feel so chaotic. And I think it's a sense of relief to be going from heat into that more pleasant temperatures as we go through September into October and November.
And a football season.
To whatever that looks like this year. And, you know, that's another whole topic altogether.
May I digress?
I think you just did.
May I digress again?
Certainly.
Our home team, the ones that play in that big...
The Nashville Soccer Club?
The ones that play in that big...
yeah, the Nashville Soccer Club.
That's soccer. I'm talking about football.
Me too.
Yeah, soccer's known as football in most of the rest of the world.
Yeah, they're great guys. John, you did a great thing bringing them to town. Me and him know each other, yeah. So I mean, that's...
So you're talking about American football.
American football. Yeah. And... I'm quite a fan of the Flame Ball and the Sword and T-Rock. And
of course, it doesn't mean much if there aren't other teams to play.
Well, that's true, but and we know that your mayor has said nobody in the stadium. That's one. That's okay. But it was a little bit of a slap, guys. And, I mean, this is my personal feeling about this. When you send me an email offering to sell me as a PSL holder for 22 years a cardboard cutout of myself to sit in the seat that I cannot occupy.
I don't know why why do you take exception to that, Josh? I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to. How much does that cost?
Well, it's $50 per seat, per picture, and that's okay. It goes to charity. It's kind of one of those things that just kind of as a... And I paid for my tickets already as well. I mean, completely. I wasn't on a payment plan.
Okay, so do those roll forward into the next season?
We haven't decided yet, so we're going to see what happens because it's been we've been very patient, but it kind of hurt my feelings that you're offering to sell me a cardboard cutout.
Well, you know,
I talked to the most ardent Titan fan,
Sally Chaney.
Sally and Lee are going to be cardboard cutouts in their seat, and that's your choice. That's okay. But kind of hurt it. No. Mm-mm.
Well, you know, no. To be fair, the Titans...
It's not
did,
the Titans' fault.
The Titans did not come up with this concept. This was been doing... Baseball has been doing this for...
And it's stupid when they do it, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, how much time do they spend zooming in on those little cardboard cutouts around the stadiums?
It's ridiculous. And it's just one of those things. It's not the Titans' fault. They want to play. We're going to be really, really good this year, too.
You know what I think it should do?
What
is
should
to
I do?
Put a – if you want to get serious about it now, put a weatherproof monitor in people who are willing to have their seat – and then you can zoom in where you're actually can show you.
Yes, yeah, send me my seat to the proving grounds. We'll use them.
Okay. Now, what you're talking about is something that the WWE has done. They built this thing called the Thunderdome.
It's like a wall of screens.
Well, like each individual seats are CGI'd in, or I don't know how they're doing it, but they're piping in the noise. So it's a zoomed in crowd.
Right.
And it actually works pretty good. It's pretty neat.
Well, that's a really great innovation that I think others are going to have to take some kind of a serious look at.
There was a caller to 3HL on 104.5 The Zone this week that had a suggestion is that they come up with an app or some sort of phone link or something like that, because we've got all these Zooming technologies and Mevo, we're benefits of this. How about we have an app that when a play is made, that we could hit it and send a tone that would increase the volume of the crowd noise that's being piped into the stadium.
So that
I think that is a brilliant idea.
So that you
idea.
Can actually have feedback going into what if you have 10,000 people doing that, it's going to cumulatively bring a level up.
When 22 is using a stiff arm. Just have a button so we can be in charge of it, and like Michael Sliders and his little gizmos and gadgets over here, you can just raise it up and raise a level down. I think that is a brilliant idea.
Now, is it, and I know we're not a sports program, but this is, you know, kind
what
of
what kind it, of a program are we, David?
Well, there's
heavy metal gardening.
Yeah.
Yeah,
landscaping and home improvement. Yeah, you know we do that.
It would be a home improvement.
But, however, you know we have always been known to go as far off the path as we felt like we need to stretch
and have fun, because it's all about us.
But,
it's all about us.
Anyway. As it is currently, am I wrong in this? Because I do not keep up with it closely. But is SEC the only conference that's going to play football
well,
games?
What I'd heard is that Ohio State was looking at some kind of a 10-game schedule that it would play with other teams outside of the Big Ten.
In the Big Ten, right.
Ten, again, there's rumors that they're coming back. I've quit paying attention to it myself as well.
I think
it was ACC, SEC, and the Big 12 were the three that initially said that they were going to we're going to play their games in modified form. It's an all SEC schedule,
right.
Which I think is another really, really good idea.
Oh yeah,
as well.
Because it creates opportunities for a lot of matchups in the intra conference level on the SEC, and all of these super conferences all have divisions in
and
them
we
else.
Don't pick on the little sisters of the poor teachers college. I mean, I think that's just great. They just practice, you know, in the middle of the season, but that I think that's great. It's just very frustrating. I personally don't think I'll, you know, if I'm not in the seat and there's nobody else in the seats, I don't think I'm gonna be watching it or listening anyway.
They've really got to work hard at coming up with some ways to create enough interest on the field, and
the team is going to be great.
I mean, it's going to be difficult. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really difficult from the player standpoint.
Well, I think they're going to. Well, I mean, when I say I think, I mean this is my own personal opinion. I'm not seeing any kind of a news, but I believe they'll probably start letting fans in at some point. The reason why, and not to go back to wrestling, there's another wrestling promotion called AEW, and they've started letting fans. Like in a very limited capacity. I mean, it's not full by any means.
No.
They're letting some in to get a little bit of that live reaction.
Well, to be sure, yeah. You know,
there are three kinds of opinions: yours, mine, and the truth.
Right. Yeah, well, on every level of society today, there's everything that's associated with entertainment and hospitality have been affected the greatest of all.
And travel and
mm-hmm. restaurants, you know. Yes. So those things are all been, and then everything else that's connected to those, which, you know, at some point starts to become everybody, in one way or another. The interconnected nature of life mm-hmm. is difficult. So it will be interesting to see how that the sports, how all other entertainment is going. You know, Bill and Ted's Face the Music comes out this weekend. You know, Bill and Ted's from their excellent adventure days.
Yes.
Yep. Hey, Keanu Reeves, I never, ever thought that man look old, because I love the John Wick movies, and I watched the trailer for Bill and Ted Face the Music,
He's in his 50s now. I mean, you know, it's 31 years ago when they did the excellent adventure.
Well, Winters, I can't remember his first name.
We're going to call him Bill, I think.
Bill Winters, yeah. Yeah. He looks pretty old too.
Well, I mean, you know, 30 years, a lot of stuff is, I will tell you this, I actually look older than I did 30 years ago. And I know you do, Michael, because you were a baby then.
Yeah, I was almost six.
Almost six. And 30 years ago, Josh and I didn't even know each other.
No.
Well, it was right in there.
Yeah, getting close.
Right in there.
Yeah, getting close. So, but we're about out of time. I mean, we're getting close.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. And
counting.
But, David, did you want to make one more run at the nursery and talk about a little bit what's going on? Because it's beautiful out here, folks. I'm telling you, come out. You have got to come see that Japanese maple. It's up on the Facebook page.
Of course, our entire inventory is searchable online at our website, BatesNursery.com. And just go over there, click on the little hourglass over here, and you can search for whatever. Or you can simply go by the categories along the top of the page there.
Acer, Palmetto, Niagara Falls.
So, for instance, you can go to vegetable starts, and you can see what we've got. Now, there's some images lacking right there, so we don't have pictures of those just on there just yet. But we're whatever else you're looking for. If you're looking for large deciduous trees, that kind of thing, we have complete images of all the different things there. One of the things I do want you to consider right now is checking out our blog section, and that is in the garden with BatesNursery.com. And of course, vote for us in the Best of Nashville scene. And in there, if you go over to BatesNursery.com, there are actually links embedded within the this week's article that will take you straight to the Best of Nashville voting, so you don't have to go in there and search it. Otherwise, go over there, see all the things we've got. And, of course, for Bates Rewards members, we are offering 25% off all Earth Mix bagged garden products. So come out, stock up, and
I've already got my little lettuces all in a row. They're already installed, man. Brussels sprouts. Broccoli.
And your timing is perfect. The weather is lining up wonderfully with it, and it's that time of year when a lot of people in the past have not thought about fall vegetable gardening, and it's a really great endeavor because the weather is working with you towards the cold weather things that you would plant. So, Josh, I think that winds us up for this
hour. Does it wind it down?
And for this, we've about exhausted.
Okay, folks, go out to Facebook, like the page. Go out to YouTube, subscribe to the channel. It's out there. It's the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates. Like us everywhere. Spread the word. You know, start everything that's going on. But better yet, just next Saturday morning at 8 o'clock Nashville local time.
Tune in.
We'll be here for you. For Michael and Honora, we thank you for being here as well. David Bates, thank you for being here.
Josh, thank you for being here.
And thank you guys for being here.
We really appreciate it.
We'll see you next Saturday morning for the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates.